there's a night which is greater than Laylatul Qadr. What is this night? This is the same night in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam was born, and that is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. The night of 12th of Rabiul Awwal is greater than Laylatul Qadr. This is the night in which light came forth from the blessed house of Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu anha and illuminated the entire cosmos. This is the night in which joy spread in every direction. Melodies of delight began to echo. The illumination of light spread. The darkness of kufr and shirk came to an end. Allah Almighty favored the believers greatly. Shaitan and his fellow people, his fellow friends were disgraced. The stars of the skies began to incline towards the earth. Why? Due to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam coming into this world. This is the chief of all nights. And is the night in which a light so bright shone from the home of Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu anha, and that the east and the west were even illuminated. The night in which the leader of the angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, was commanded by Allah Almighty to plant a flag in the east, the west, and on the Kaaba. Upon the arrival of the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam, the palace of Kisra, the king of Iran, began to shake and cracks were formed in it. The fire in Iran that was burning for 1,000 years went out by itself. With the command of Allah Almighty, the doors of the skies and paradise were opened. Showers of light began to fall from the sky. The angels also celebrated the coming of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam arrived in this world as a mercy, and the darkness of kufr and shirk were dispelled. The luminous Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam arrived into this universe to distribute his light and to illuminate the entire world with his radiance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.